From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. It's risky to be a human rights lawyer in China. Chinese authorities have been revoking the licenses of the country's top rights lawyers, some of whom are currently working politically charged cases like those of Hong Kong dissidents. NPR's Emily Fang brings us this latest story from a handful of lawyers who are still daring to work.
Lawyer Ren Quanyu was scrambling to mail a court rebuttal when I met him in a small office. I don't know if this will be of any use, he mutters, but he says he has to try because after years of defending religious believers and political activists, Ren was defending himself against disbarment, ultimately unsuccessfully. He's the latest among more than a dozen prominent lawyers to lose their license after taking politically sensitive cases. Ren's case appears due to simply trying to represent one of the Hong Kong 12, 12 residents who were caught escaping the territory after a repressive national security law.
I got several calls from national security officers. They said they had high-level orders from Beijing that I had to drop this Hong Kong case or my license might be affected.
Ren thought they were bluffing, so he continued his work, but found himself blocked at each turn.
The detention center guard said the document showing my client agreed to take me on as a lawyer might be fake, so I could not meet them.
Ren ultimately could not even attend their trial, where the 12 were sentenced to up to 3 years in prison. Less than a week later, Ren and a second lawyer on the case, Lu Siwei, were told by officials they could be disbarred. This is the latest crackdown among Chinese rights lawyers. In 2015, more than 200 others were arrested in a coordinated nationwide sweep. Ava Pills, a law professor at King's College London, says the state has only become more assertive in its repressive tactics since.
The authorities kind of went from very incidental measures taken to a more systematic way of trying to control the entire legal profession.
Specifically, authorities are invoking a 2016 rule to punish lawyers for their outspoken behavior outside the courtroom. Rules implemented because lawyers are often forced to be their clients' most vocal advocates online and in media interviews. One of those people is Yang Bing, a famous Chinese prosecutor who quit the court to become a rights lawyer. But even she had her license canceled in 2019 because she refused to take down an essay she'd written, defending village property rights. Yang says she tried to renew her license in Beijing.
But the Beijing Bar Association requires you to do an in-person interview to apply for a new license. Weirdly, they kept postponing my interview.
Eventually, Yang gave up. She now runs a legal advocacy group.
The goal of the state is to create an atmosphere of self-censorship where no one dares to speak up or take a stand.
Complicating legal work is the now constant police surveillance. Here is a rights lawyer who requested anonymity and voice distortion because they still have their license but could lose it by speaking to a foreign journalist.
Within half an hour of visiting your client in detention, justice officials somehow know which lawyers are representing which cases and they call with their demands. No talking about the case publicly or you lose your license.
Losing a license can be life-altering, says Sui Muqing. He made a name defending cases others wouldn't touch, including defending other rights lawyers. He was detained, his colleagues arrested, and finally his license revoked in 2018.
I was a sought-after lawyer, so my lawyer fees were also quite high. Losing my license meant a huge loss in income.
Recently, Beijing lawyer Zhou Ze posted video stills online showing how his client, a fellow lawyer, was allegedly tortured until he falsely confessed to corruption. But it was Zhou who was punished for sharing those pictures. In January, his license was suspended for 1 year. Emily Fang, NPR News, Henan, China.